I don't want to misinterpret. I don't want to misquote. I don't want to misunderstand. I don't want to just get it wrong. Let's listen back again to that. Jacob Mamabolo, just a few moments ago, the Gauteng Transport MEC, I asked him this question.
And then I got to ask you about eTolls MEC. The Transport Minister said this week an announcement is imminent. That was 2 days ago. How do you define imminent? When do you expect an announcement on eTolls?
Well, Steve, we expect it as, you know, it's an announcement that should have been made. So you can understand where we are, is that we are already in our state of mind and just in terms of our legitimate expectations, already living in the post-ETOL period. We are already, you know, believe that any announcement is imminent, but to us it's as good as you know, because even the ministers in their in what they have said, they talked about good news. So imminent good news to us already means we look into a completely new e-toll dispensation, and we're just waiting for that to be formalized. But where we are, there's no turning back on the e-toll. The e-toll, I think, of the past, and we're just waiting for that to be formalized and to be confirmed.
So they're being scrapped.
They've been scrapped. The people of Gauteng should not be burdened with paying for national roads that serve all of us, that serve neighboring states, that serve the whole economy of our country. And as I say, neighboring states, that is unfair to leave it to the people of Gauteng. All of us must pay. All of us must carry the burden. It must be fair. It must be equitable. And it is completely wrong to leave the burden of the economic national roads that support the economy only exclusively to the people of Gauteng. We've got a lot of toll gates here already. On that, you add plaza you've got the plaza gates as well, toll gates. So that makes the cost of living in this province unreasonably too high. And we are simply calling for fairness, equity, and that, you know, there are financial, there are sources of revenue that can actually deal with this, like the fuel levy. All of us can contribute to that. So we're looking for fairness, equity, and justice for the residents of Gauteng.
MEC,
they must be scrapped.
That's the MEC, Jacob Mamabolo. Just a few moments ago, just before the news bulletin, the Gauteng Transport MEC, he used the word scrapped. E-tolls are being scrapped.